On the surface, the issue of censorship may seem like one hardly worthy of debate. The suppression of any idea or opinion, no matter how absurd or radical, is counterfactual to the democratic process. Given the opportunity, most absurd or radical opinions by their very nature will inevitably fade away on their own. The efforts of those who are offended by something and tout censorship as a solution merely serve to perpetuate the existence of that thing by raising awareness of it. Those that do not fade away and are not merely perpetuated by opposition are often closer to the truth than the popular opinions they threaten. One of the most famous examples of this was the centuries-old debate of whether or not the Earth was the center of the universe. The notion of a heliocentric universe in which the sun was the center was such an absurd idea to the Catholic Church that it took it upon itself to claim that anybody who said the Earth wasn't the center of the universe was going to hell. Fortunately, our politicians do not have quite as much clout as the Catholic Church and can't condemn us to hell for embracing views they find contrary to their own. However, they can provide a substandard education for our children in which subjects like evolution are not taught, and they can fill our national art galleries with subject matter that represents only their own narrow views. This is not a fate much better than hell. In the 80s, Andre Serrano's famous Piss Christ photo, which depicted a crucifix and what the viewer was to believe was urine, set off a national debate on censorship and public funding for the arts. Even if the cross really was submerged in urine rather than just labeled as such for attention's sake, why shouldn't the public fund this art rather than censor it? Obviously, the image might be offensive to some Christians, but to non-Christians, the image of a bloody man nailed to a cross in a yellow liquid isn't really any more disturbing than the mere image of a bloody man nailed to a cross. If the legends of Gandhi and his urine drinking are true, even somebody of his exemplary character might find imagery of a crucifix a little more refreshing with a touch of pure urine. So why do Christians find such imagery so repugnant and worthy of censorship? Because like Copernicus, it too says that the spot on which they stand is not the center of the universe. It is counter to prevailing popular opinion. And although the persistence of Piss Christ is undoubtedly ironically perpetuated by those who oppose it, it also probably contains some elements of truth Christians find unsettling. Maybe the truth is that crimes have been and are still being committed in the name of organized religions such as Christianity, and in some odd little way, Piss Christ is an embodiment of this. And when religious pro-censorship zealots still fail to see that they are not the center of the universe, and that freedom of expression is necessary for a free society, it is probably due time for a new and improved NEA grant funding the photography of more religious images submerged in various bodily fluids.